Okay, and we're going to hand out some more prizes as soon as we've heard from another activist. We're going to get Megan Holt up here. Megan Holt has been lobbying in the state of Washington because she believes that cannabis can save children, and she knows firsthand from her own child. So let's hear it from Megan Holt.
Two years ago, I had to do something that no parent should have to do. I planned a funeral for my two-year-old daughter because her medical team informed me that after trying 26 pharmaceuticals and spending 8 weeks watching our child code on a daily basis for 2 hours, that they were out of options. It was time to take her home to die. I couldn't accept this. I had experienced a child who lived for 18 hours 1 year before getting pregnant with Madeline and had two stillborns 2 years before that. I couldn't accept someone telling me that my child was going to die. So I did what any 21st century parent does and what the doctors tell you don't ever do. I Googled it. I Googled intractable epilepsy, and you know what came up? Third result, 38 seconds, projectcbd.org. And I started reading, and I heard about this thing called full extract cannabis oil, not CBD hemp, full extract, using the whole plant. So I reached out, started making phone calls. I got connected with Deep Green Extracts, and they said, here, give her some oil. It'll make her comfortable through the night. My child was expected to die within hours or days. She suffers from a terminal genetic disease called Zellweger syndrome. You're probably asking yourself, what the heck is that? You've probably never heard of it because most kids don't survive past their first year of life. According to the National Institute of Health, that statistic has dropped to 6 months of life. This disease destroys the white matter of the brain. My daughter is deaf, blind, completely dependent on a feeding tube. She has osteoporosis, kidney stones, liver dysfunctions, anemia, coagulopathy, seizures. You name it, it's going on. When I gave her cannabis, she went 8 days completely seizure-free. We found out that one of the anti-epileptics caused her right kidney to fill with stones. We gave her an opiate, OxyContin. She stopped breathing in my arms, needed an opiate reversal, and an intubation tube was placed. I started rubbing a full extract-infused cannabis topical Kush creams on her throat. She was extubated within 6 hours and back on the regular medical unit and out of intensive care. Today, my daughter is 4.5 years old, one of the oldest kids in the world with her disease, off of hospice, on 4 pharmaceuticals, and THC stops every single one of her seizures. The lies you've been fed, the things your government is telling you, shut up. It's not right. It's not legal here. Well, guess what? The government has a problem, not you. I'm saving my kid's life every day. As a mother, when I gave birth to my first child, I told myself, I will do whatever I have to for you. You are important. As moms, we know we would do anything to help our kids. We get them into the best schools. Even now, we're stigmatized if we don't feed them the right thing. God forbid you take your kid to a McDonald's. I give my kid cannabis, and my state tells me, well, that's okay that you save her life, but she can't go make friends at school. We don't allow cannabis at school. So the one thing that saves my daughter's life is preventing her from accessing an education. There's a problem. My daughter's grandfather lives in Idaho. We want to visit really bad, but we can't because Maddie can't live without cannabis. When people say, oh, well, have you ever tried to go a day without it? No, because a day without cannabis means a day without my daughter. If I had listened to the medical system, if I hadn't got smart and said, they're not right, they don't know what they're talking about. I'm her mom. I know what's best for my child. Cannabis. What they're telling you, Idaho, it's illegal here. No, no. No. Go tell your doctor you consume cannabis. You know why? Because it's best for your quality of life. I don't care why you use it. You need a break after work, and cannabis helps you feel a little bit better. Cannabis is improving your quality of life. My daughter needs cannabis because it improves the symptoms of an untreatable disease.
That's improving her quality of life. We need to flood the system with positivity. Healthcare is a business. You are a customer. Doctors went to school. They make an educated guess about a diagnosis. Well, so do you. When you have an issue, you're thinking, God, it might be cancer. Oh my gosh, maybe I just have a sore. But you're making a guess. When you go to a doctor, he prescribes a medication, making a guess that that medication is going to work. 99% of pharmaceutical drugs have side effects. The side effects of cannabis for my daughter, biggest question, aren't you worried you're getting your baby high? If you've ever seen someone on OxyContin, that's high. Fentanyl, one of the biggest killers in our country right now, was one of the first drugs they put on my two-year-old child, and I had no idea what it did to people. My daughter could barely keep her eyes open. She was so drugged out, she couldn't even lift her hands to sign Mama. I give her a dose of THC. She signs Mama. She waves hello. She vocalizes. She rocks out to music. She kicks her legs, and she does the impossible. She lives. This is not an issue. This is an epidemic. We're talking about an opiate crisis. We have a cure. Cannabis. My daughter weaned methadone, gabapentin, Dilaudid, OxyContin, fentanyl, haloperidol, and 20 other pharmaceuticals with cannabis. She's deafblind. She's getting her oil in a feeding tube. She doesn't even know what's happening. There is no anecdotal. 200 days in the hospital, and I am now an advisor at Seattle Children's Hospital, creating an off-policy use of cannabis while inpatient. Go to Madeline's whole plan journey. I live stream dosing her in a federally funded hospital cannabis oil. A nurse walks in the room. I hope Maddie feels better in an hour. She will. We have to stop this. Speak up for yourself. It's your right. You elected these officials. You don't like what they're doing. I took my daughter to Olympia for 20 hours a week because I didn't like what my system was doing. They listened. I drafted legislation. It didn't pass, but it went through the House of Representatives. Passed out of both committees, got a 79-9 vote out of the House of Representatives, went through two committees in the Senate, was ready to go to the Senate floor, and the Republicans stepped in. And they killed the bill. But as a mom, I said, everyone told me, it takes 3 years to get a cannabis bill. You're crazy. You don't know what you're doing. You're new to the community. You're not seasoned. Well, I've been told not to do things before, and me being hard-headed, I went down there and I said, okay, you don't think this is right? Then me and my daughter are going to sit here for 10 hours until you listen to me. And they did. So if you don't like what your government is doing, make them listen. Sit in their offices. If they lock the door, call the police on them. It's your right. You elected them. Elected official. They serve the citizens, not themselves. I hope you all get the strength to stand up. Idaho is not forgotten. I'm new to this community, but I'm ready to take back the system. This is our country, not their country. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy your Hemp Fest.
Thank you.
Megan Holt, thank you very much for your time, your words.